Now, crunch time in Canberra. The PM is finalising his commitment to net zero emissions by 2050. He'll take the energy plan to the UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow next week. But not everyone's happy. Despite being the world's largest emitter with 28%, China will be a no-show. They're not going. They're refusing to reduce their emissions and have 92 new coal plants under construction. Australia represents just 1% of global pollution. But we're being bullied and shamed into essentially signing a blank cheque. The National Party has been meeting on this for the last 4 days. One MP who opposes the plan is the National Senator Matt Canavan, and he's on the line. Good morning to you, Matt.
Morning, Ben. How are you, mate?
Good. You're not going to support it?
Absolutely not, because it would cost jobs and it'd push up the cost of everything. You can't fundamentally change the basis of our economy in this radical way without people being put out of work and everything becoming more expensive. And if you want evidence for that, just look at what's happening in Europe and the UK at the moment. They've tried. I'll give them credit. They haven't just talked about it. A lot of countries just say they're going to do net zero and do nothing. But over there in Europe, they've actually tried. They're not there yet. They're only about half the way down the path. And now they don't have enough energy to keep their lights on. They have queues at petrol stations. They're even running out of food because, get this, Ben, in the ultimate irony, the UK is running short on carbon dioxide because you need carbon dioxide to refrigerate things, and their food transportation system has come to a crunch. They've outsourced their energy needs to a dictatorial authoritarian regime in Russia, and they only get to turn their lights on now when Putin decides to send gas to Europe. I don't think that's the sort of future we should have in our country, especially given the volatile times in our region. We have enough coal, gas, uranium, domestic energy resources. We should use them and not beholden to an international woke agenda on net zero emissions.
We know that China said, oh, we don't want to use Australian coal. That's because we started asking questions about the origins of COVID-19. All of a sudden, they need it, so they're unloading the Aussie coal. And let me take you to the United States, because Joe Biden has criticised Australia for not doing enough, but right now the US president is struggling to get his own policy sorted, so he may go to Glasgow empty-handed.
That's exactly right. So we've been told this week, Ben, that apparently we've become the 51st state of the US. I love the US. They're a good friend. But how is it that because they had an election last year, we now have to put people out of work in this country? That's not how it should work. And I doubt whether the US has exactly said that, but there should be questions asked, because has their pressure been put on a democratic country to change their policy from the US? How's that different from how China treated us last year, if that's the case? And you're absolutely right. Currently, Joe Biden's party, the Democrat Party, controls the US Congress. They have a majority in both houses, and still they cannot get the net zero legislation, the so-called Green New Deal there, through their Congress, through their Parliament. And so it's extremely hypocritical. We should not take lectures from any other country here about this. Canada's emissions have gone up. New Zealand's have barely changed. We have actually cut our emissions in the past 30 years. We've one of the few countries that have met our commitments. But going to this net zero is going to be an absolute disaster.
What's happened with Scott Morrison on this issue? It was only a few years ago that he was going into question time with a big chunk of coal saying, don't be afraid, don't be scared. And he was talking to the Labor Party about that chunk of coal in his hand. Isn't there a danger here that if he stands in the middle of the road, he's not going to please people who are in his traditional support base, and he's never going to please the Labor Party or the Greens? And if you stand in the middle of the road, you can become political roadkill.
Well, if we do this, Ben, it will be a betrayal of the workers who supported us at the last election. We won the last election on the back of a high-vis rebellion. Mining workers, manufacturing workers, people often who had voted Labor all their lives, generationally voted Labor, switched and voted for the Liberal National Parties because we pointed out to them that under a Labor government, they were going to have a 45% emissions reduction cut. It's going to cost over 300,000 jobs and push up electricity prices by almost 60%. So we stood against that and very clearly offered an alternative that protected people's jobs, that wanted to develop our country, bring back manufacturing to Australia. We were elected on that mandate. If we turn our back on that, well, I reckon those votes will turn their backs on us. And they'd have good reason to do so.
And as you mentioned, our emissions are coming down. If I can ask you about another issue, the Greens are calling for our defence agreements with America and the UK to be ripped up. They want defence spending in Australia to be slashed in half. And this comment has been made by the Greens' peace spokesman, Jordan Steele John. I didn't realise they had a peace spokesman. Does the National Party?
No, I hadn't heard of a peace spokesperson before. It sounds like the kind of policies you'd get if you took all of your advice from a Miss World contest. Yeah, why can't we just have world peace? That's what we all want, of course. We do want that. But you might have seen over the weekend, Ben, that China now has developed space nukes. They can deliver a hypersonic nuclear warhead-capable missile.
Oh, yeah, but hang on a moment. The Greens peace spokesperson just says we can sit down and have a nice conversation over a cup
of
tea.
That's right. That's how the Chinese Communist Party work, of course. And this is the problem here. You know, China now has space nukes, but at least, Ben, they can't match us on plans to reach net zero. We are obsessed with a green idea. This net zero idea is a green idea, right? Let's play. This is where it came from. It comes from activist, radical Greens. And that's what we're all talking about here in this country, and it's dominating our discussion. Meanwhile, the Chinese Communist Party is reopening coal-fired power stations, building more. They're building 95 of them right now. And they're developing the kind of technologies that would put all of our security and safety at risk. And we are just closing our eyes and not doing anything about it. Our priorities right now should be to bring back manufacturing, to build and develop our country, to make it stronger, even if that meant more emissions, because it's more important, Ben, to protect the safety and security of our country than promise to do something in 30 years' time when Scott Morrison, me, and pretty much everyone else's place won't be here.
Well said. Thank you so much for your time. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Ben. Have a good one, mate.
Matt Canavan, the National Party Senator. Vicky says, go Matt Canavan, a breath of fresh air.